been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the November 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Is there enough news for you today? I could spend 2 hours. Do we have more certainty now in the markets? Massive COVID-19 news from Pfizer. You're seeing the work-from-home stocks in a massive sell-off, so you have a very split market today. Is there a drug that now puts leukemia into remission? What's the name of that stock? Bad news on Biogen's Alzheimer drug candidate. Interest rates are surging this morning as the bond market sells off. And Buffett puts $9 billion to work. What is he buying now? This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got the Dow up. Are you ready for this? 1,263 points. But I will say this. The stocks that suffered under COVID are soaring today, i.e. hotels, cruise ships, airlines, etc. And the work-from-home stocks such as Zoom, Peloton, DocuSign, etc., are selling off today. So you've got two sides of Wall Street today. We'll go down those two sides in just a moment. S&P is up 3.4%, 118 points. Now, the NASDAQ lagging badly. That's where a lot of those work-from-home stocks are. But the NASDAQ's back above 12,000 again. It's at 12,054. Small caps are up 6%. The thought there is they would really benefit from a vaccine. Crude oil soaring up $3.80, $40.94. Gold in a massive sell-off down $84 per ounce. And last but not least, the bond market. You're seeing the 10-year hit 0.94 today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which we call the Edge of America. And I think my show can be called the Edge of America, too. We're pretty edgy here. I try to bring you the news that is most important as you try to, position your portfolio, or you have us position your portfolio for you in the crazy times that we live in right now. They're both exciting. At times they're frightening. At times we see massive breakthroughs in medicine and technology. So I have a lot of fun in this industry watching the developments on a daily basis. Well, let's begin with the presidential elections. It would seem that the country and the world have accepted and coronated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as our next president and vice president. In the meantime, you've got the current president, Trump, trying to turn up evidence that there was some wrongdoing in these elections. So we'll see where that goes. But I would just say that as of now, we seem to have a little more certainty in the market than we had last week. I would also say that the Senate is still up for grabs. The title of my newsletter over the weekend was Gridlock, meaning if they do end up with the presidency, which as of now they've got it, what will become of the Senate? Well, as of now, it's 48-48. You still have two races too tight to call. One in North Carolina, one in Alaska, and you've got the two Georgia seats going to a runoff, a special election in January. So the Senate has not been settled. We could end up with not gridlock, which would mean a lot of different things for the market going forward. But the big news this morning, well, is there bigger news than the presidential election? Well, the second biggest story, almost equal to that, the massive news coming out of Pfizer that their COVID-19 vaccine candidate is about 90% effective. Now, obviously, it hasn't been approved. It's going to go to the Drug Administration later this month, the FDA, to try to get approval. They've got to pore over a lot of numbers and a lot of data. And that is sending the restaurant stocks, the cruise line stocks, soaring this morning. And on the other side of the street, the testing stocks like Abbott Labs, et cetera, the work-from-home stocks, they are selling off today. Well, 90% effective, the EUA application expected this month. Now, that would be over in Europe. The first interim efficacy analysis of the large-scale Phase 2, Phase 3 clinical trial evaluating Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine candidates. Here's one you want to ask for when you go to the pharmaceutical counter, BNT162B2. Showed it to be more than 90% effective 7 days after the second dose. This is a two-dose vaccine in preventing infection in participants with no evidence of prior SARS-CoV-19 infection. Well, that is rocking the market. Well, it's not Europe, I'm sorry. It's an emergency use authorization. That's what EUA stands for. They are seeking an emergency use authorization application will be made after the required safety milestone is achieved, expected to occur in the third week of November. Well, that's just 2 weeks out. Pfizer right now, the stock is up, let's see where Pfizer is right now. It's up about 7%, 6.8, and that's a big part of that Dow move, obviously. And you've got BioNTech up about 24%, BNTX. So, okay, there's good news for some sectors of the market, and there's bad news for others. The bad news would be the stay-from-home stocks, the work-from-home stocks, the Zoom videos, the Pelotons, the DocuSigns, the Fivers, the Etsy's, et cetera, all of these stocks that have benefited from a work-from-home economy. And let's not forget the online retail stocks. They're all down today. Just take a look. Let's see, what is iBuy doing today? iBuy is an ETF that tracks the online sector. It's down 3% today. What, you say? You say the NASDAQ's up 152, Gunderson. The Dow is up 1,300. Are you telling me that Amazon is down? Yes, the online retail stocks are down today. You have very much a split market today. Now, what is up while the online stocks are down? The bricks and mortar stocks are flying today. That's right. Simon Property Group, the mall operator, Realty Income, Tanger Factory Outlet, the office REITs, National Retail, Macerich, Kimco, Taubman Centers. What else is up? Well, the mall-based retailers, Nordstrom, up 19% after vaccine development. Bring back the piano player? Well, it's a little too soon to call that. Cheesecake Factory, flying off the shelf today. No more COVID cheesecake on the menu, I suppose. It's doing very well here today. Very much a split market here. Airline stocks soaring today. Yes, there is an airline ETF. I'm trying to think of the symbol right now, but the fly or something like that. It is soaring today, as you would expect. But you know what? I mean, look, the market most times, almost all the time, overreacts to news like this. Okay, there's still a lot of hoops. There's still a lot of hoops to go through before we get to, hey, everything is good. Everybody's been vaccinated. We can all go back to the mall. We can all go back to Cheesecake Factory. We can all go up the escalator at Nordstrom's once again. There's a lot that's got to happen between then and there if you just look at it from a probability point of view. How many people will refuse to get the vaccine even though it's Pfizer developing it? Well, you know, there's a lot of question marks out there. We do have a little more certainty in the market today. But then again, we still have uncertainty. This is Bill Gunderson. We've got a lot to talk about when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. NASDAQ up 200, Dow up 1274, but it's all about the sectors today, being in the right sectors. The sectors that suffered under COVID are soaring today. The sectors that benefited under COVID are selling off today, as is the bond market and as are the gold stocks. That ETF that I was trying to think of, JETS. Jets, not New York Jets, not Joe Willie, nameless New York Jets, but the ETF called Jets. That thing is up 16% today. You know what? I'm just not convinced that the airlines are the place to be investing right now. I think that's more the Robin Hood crowd that's playing that trade and some of the other trades, some of the other crazy trades that are going on here today. But you know what? Look, that's what makes a market. Let them have at it with American, Delta, Southwest, Alaska, United, Hawaiian, Spirit, Airlines, and all the rest. The cruise line names. Now, there's not an ETF for that, but there are several. You've got Carnival, Royal Caribbean. They're up 25 to 30%. Really? Are you going to go out and buy a cruise ship stock right now? Well, if you're a contrarian, how many times have you heard you buy when the blood is running in the streets? Well, these stocks are on life support. These companies are on life support. As these big cruise ships sit in the harbor, do you know what Carnival's sales were? They reported their earnings here recently. They brought in, well, let's just go to their sales. They did $31 million in sales for the quarter. I got to believe that that's just pre-sales because they don't have anything sailing. $31 million for the entire quarter in sales. Do you know how much they brought in this same quarter last year? $6.5 billion down to $31 million. Okay, well, if they've got the cash on hand to ride this out and get those ships sailing again. Now, let's look at Norwegian Cruise Lines. I guess you could say there's nowhere but up. That's not my style of investing. I like to invest that which is flourishing. Now, if these companies are flourishing once again and they make sense from a valuation and a momentum point of view, this is what we call bottom fishing. That's what's going on right now. Norwegian Cruise Line's up 27%. You know how much they did in sales over the last 90 days? $16 million. The same quarter last year, they did $1.6 billion. That's quite a drop in sales. Why are Treasury yields rocketing higher? Well, they've been moving higher now for the last couple of weeks. I would just say that there was a lot of money planted in the bond market as the days leading up and weeks, really months, leading up to the election. It's a safe haven play until things simmer down, and things haven't completely simmered down. We're not completely out of the woods. This is going to be contested right up until more than likely Inauguration Day. You've got Treasury yields breaking out. We haven't seen 0.94% in a long time. Now, having said that, I looked at, I updated my technical analysis of the bond market and the charts of the bond market. 1% is very, very strong resistance on interest rates here at 0.94%. If you're looking to get into our bond portfolio, I think Paul would agree with this. I think sometime over the next few weeks could be a good entry point because you've got a miniature sell-off in the bond market on, number one, the clearer signals on the who the next president and who the next administration will be run by, and number two, on the COVID virus news out of Pfizer today. Gold and silver selling off their risk assets, their risk on assets. They were also being bought up as hedges. That's why I own some gold stocks. I predicted that we would have a very contentious election. I think that prediction came true. I didn't know how it would turn out. It still is a little bit up in the air, but I think there were a lot of money managers like me. I said about 20-25% on the sidelines before the election, just in case. And now I think you're seeing some money managers that are now covering their hedges and putting cash to work. And one of the sources for cash right now would be gold stocks and the bond market. Okay, let's catch our breath. Let's see where we ended last week. You know, last week was the best week in the market in 7 months, which is really kind of hard to explain. There was a big, big uncertainty there in the days leading up to the election. The election was on Tuesday. We didn't get any clarity on Wednesday. We didn't get any clarity on Thursday as the states continued to count and count and count and count. And yet, the S&P and the NASDAQ closed out their best week in 7 months. Now, the NASDAQ is now back up to its all-time high, just above 12,000. This is the second time the NASDAQ has gone above 12,000 in its history. Now, it's going to run into some very steep resistance at that level. It's either going to bump its head and fall back, or it's going to blast through that resistance. We also had earnings season. Unbelievable earning season. I updated that in my newsletter. I updated our portfolio. You ought to see how our portfolios are doing. You can look at the S&P 500. I think it's up about 7 or 8%. That was as of Friday. And then look what our ultra growth portfolio has done, not only this year, but last year. Look what our large cap premier growth portfolio has done this year, also last year. And look at our new emerging growth portfolio, how it is lifting off right now. If you didn't get the newsletter, I also updated my macro call on the S&P 500. But I also painted a couple of scenarios. One macro call is based on corporate tax rate remaining at 21%, where Trump set them. The other market scenario would be at 28%, where President-elect Joe Biden wants to take the interest rates. That would have a major impact on S&P 500s, because after all, these companies report earnings that are after taxes. Taxes go up, earnings go down, target prices go down. It's simple math. Okay, what else do we have here? Investors putting money to work. Yeah, I think that's a given here today, especially with the vaccine news. The markets were pretty quiet over the weekend, but I would say, for the most part, pretty optimistic. Japan was up 2.1%. China was up 1.9%. I think China's market and Chinese stocks would flourish under a Biden administration. Europe up about 1.5%. Now, when we come back, just a quick update on earnings season, because it's almost over. And then a quick look at a company, a small biotech that may be able to stop leukemia in its tracks. Wouldn't that be a breakthrough? What a day. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour in what is quite a day, quite a day to say the least in the market. You know, I was watching the futures. They were up 250, 300 pretty much through the evening. And when I woke up this morning, and all of a sudden I saw this, what? 700, 800, 900, 1100. And then the news broke immediately about the Pfizer, the update from Pfizer on their vaccine candidate. And as a result, since then, you've seen a massive sell-off in the COVID, the companies, the stocks that benefited from COVID. And you're seeing a massive, probably short covering and buying of the stocks that were hammered by COVID. So that's where we stand right now. Now, we must remind you of earnings season here. Earnings season is coming to an end. So far, we've had 90. Let's see, where is my stat here? Right here. I updated this over the weekend. 89% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported actual results. 86% have beat their earnings estimates. This is a record. 81% have beat their revenue estimates. This is a record. When we started earnings season about a month ago, three and a half, four weeks ago, earnings were expected to come in 20% lower than the same comparable quarter last year. As we sit here now, it's only 7.5% lower. Earnings have smashed the original estimates. The forward PE of the S&P 500 goes up to 21.6. That's a problem. The market can't support much higher than that, in my opinion. You start hitting 22, which we're very close to and may be hitting today, that's a valuation problem for the S&P 500. But having said that, okay, we're expected now to make about $137 in earnings this year, $137, way below what we made last year because of COVID. That's why we had a brief bear market in March and early April. But when I started to calculate the earnings for next year, 2021, back in the March-April time frame, I said go all in on the market because we're going to have a V-shaped recovery. Not only in the economy, but in earnings. And that has happened. That is now history. That is all history now. I was right about that. Now, where do we sit today? Well, there's some what ifs. We're at $137 for this year right now for S&P 500 earnings with 7 weeks left in the year. Next year, we're expecting $169 per share in earnings. In other words, earnings growth is going to resume after a one-year pause in earnings growth due to COVID-19. Now, that $169 in earnings for next year, and you can stick a multiple of 21 on that, you're going to get about a 3,500 target price on the S&P 500. We're at 3,600 right now. That's what I say. We have a valuation problem. In addition to that, you got to put an asterisk next to that $169 per share. If Joe Biden were to take the the Congress were to take the corporate tax rate back up to 28% from the current 21%. That would take about $34 per share off of those earnings, and then we would only be at, what, $135 per share. Then you've got an S&P that's worth about $2,700. We're at $3,600. So What does that all mean? We have to be very vigilant going forward because that those earnings for next year and the year after that will be very much a moving target depending on where the economy goes from here and, more importantly, where the current tax structure goes from here. So I'll be watching those developments very, very closely going forward in coming days. All right, what else do we have here? Earnings season was a smasher. We already know that. One of the best earnings seasons I've ever seen. We're going to get more earnings tonight, Beyond Meat. We're always on edge waiting for those Beyond Meat earnings to come in. Oh, and Tilray, and there's going to be a few more. Wayfair's going to report tonight. All right. Now, where are we at with the election? The federal agency that's responsible for transition has yet to affirm Biden victory. While Biden is preparing his transition team, he cannot shift into high gear until the U.S. General Services Administration, otherwise known as the GSA, which oversees federal property, certifies the winner. Over the weekend, the GSA said an ascertainment of the presidential election has not yet been made. GSA and its administrator will continue to abide by and fulfill all requirements under law. You see, they're the ones that have to allocate space to the new transition team coming in. And, of course, we really don't know if we're going to get gridlock. Because right now the Senate is 48-48. With two counts still taking place, one in Alaska, one in North Carolina. And, of course, in Georgia, both of those seats are up for grabs as they will have a runoff. Now, what if it ends up being 50-50? A 50-50 Senate? Who casts the deciding vote? Well, it could be Vice President-elect, with an asterisk, I guess, Kamala Harris would cast the deciding vote, meaning you would not have gridlock. Okay, in the meantime, Joe Biden is naming his COVID-19 task force as cases spiral upwards. Yes, we are getting hit again with COVID. A couple of states, I know Utah for one, declared a state of emergency with a big spike in COVID once again. Does this all become a moot point, however, with a new vaccine on the horizon, potential vaccine on the horizon from Pfizer? Who will be heading up the economy under a Biden administration? Gee, didn't I say there was a lot of, we have a lot more certainty today? Well, maybe we don't. There's still a lot of things up in the air. The name being tossed around the most is Elizabeth Warren. Also, Secretary of Treasury, Fed Governor Lael Brainard is seen as a top contender for the post. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, John Kerry. Also, they're looking for a climate change czar. So, boy, there's a lot of wheels spinning right now. VW completes deal for Navistar. Okay, what's Buffett buying? If you had $9 billion sitting on the sideline and someone said, go buy me one stock, what stock would it be? Guess what Buffett bought? His own stock. That's right, $9 billion buyback Warren Buffett. He couldn't find anything better to buy except for Berkshire Hathaway. What's also moving today? Well, they've been moving for quite some time. Let's check in on the solar ETF, TAN. It's up 2.5%. You know, there was a lot built into that thing in the days leading up to the election. Let's look at the wind stock, FAN. Wind energy is FAN. That thing's up about the same, 2.5%. And then there's a CLNE ETF, which is all of these alternative energy stocks. That's the clean energy ETF. It's up about the same, 2.5%. Let's check in on the electric car industry, all right? We'll check in on DRIV, D-R-I-V, which is the electric vehicle one of them. I think there's a couple more now. It's soaring today. It's hitting a new all-time high, 4%. There's other players besides Tesla. There's Boyd, which has been flying lately. There's Li Automotive out of China. There's Fisker. There's GM. There's Ford. There's Nikola. There's Workhorse Group. There's NIO, which has been flying. There's NIU, which has been a good one. That's a great sector right now, up another 4% today. At the same time, it seems unusual that you would also be seeing a big jump in the oil patch today. Well, oil is jumping on the hopes for a vaccine. The thought there is more people would be back on the road traveling to their favorite Marriott, their favorite Hilton, their favorite Cracker Barrel, and people would be flying once again and maybe even driving to their place of work where they used to work, but now they're working from home. This is Bill Gunderson. We're going to be back with a couple of featured stocks of the day.
You got to go where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've seen a little bit of shine come off the market here. You know, the market always overreacts. What was it up? 1,700 at one point this morning. Right now it's up 1,000. Oh, you can't sneeze at that. But that is a loss of 700 points. I think the market starts weighing in mathematical probabilities, okay? You've still got some hurdles to clear here. With this vaccine candidate. And don't forget, there's other vaccine candidates out there. But we're seeing a lot of the work-from-home stocks now coming back from the early sell-off. We're seeing a lot of the airlines, testing, the ones that were hurt by COVID, not the testing, but the restaurants, airlines, hotels, et cetera. They're starting to see some profit taking after this early move in the market. Okay, I've got a very logical choice here. You know what? I hope you follow us on Seeking Alpha. Why? We put an article out over the weekend. I don't know that very many people noticed it. That's okay. We noticed it, and we own the stock that we wrote about. And it's one of the biggest winners in the market today. Now, Barry and I had discussions last week trying to decide which stock to feature. We try to push one article out per week there on Seeking Alpha, where our ranking remains in the top 1.8% of all the writers. And there's 7,600 people that I compete against. I'm somewhere like number 117, something like that, with the stocks that I've chosen to write about. That ought to lend a little bit of credibility to our selection, our methodology of selection, combining value with momentum and performance. We like companies that are flourishing. Okay, there's all kinds of ways to skin the cat. There's a lot of different ways to look at the market. You've got the deep value contrarian investors. That has been a terrible way of investing for many years now. However, having said that, let's not forget that I'm an unconstrained kind of guy. I don't have a seatbelt. I'm not constrained. If value investing comes back, it will show up on a relative basis in my Best Stocks Now app. But right now, value investing has been out of favor for quite some time. Okay, so back to our most recent article. Well, I'm kind of surprised. We had more page reads. I haven't even tweeted it out yet. This stock is busting loose today. This article was published over the weekend. What's the name of the stock, you say, that you wrote about? Well, we own it in our ultra growth portfolio. We pretty much eat our own food. We practice what we preach. I don't think I've ever written about a stock that we don't also own in our portfolios. The name of the company is United Microelectronics, UMC. It's out of Taiwan. But it's not a little tiny thing. Oh, no, not by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, UMC is a $14.5 billion market cap company. It's, let's call it a mid-cap. It's a large mid-cap. And it pays a dividend. All you folks that love to get a dividend along with your growth, this one qualifies. It pays a dividend yield of 1.8%. And it's been growing at a very rapid pace. We like growth along with our dividends because that gives us the chance for capital appreciation along with our dividend. The two combined equal total return. Now listen to the last four quarters over at UMC. Earnings up 400%, earnings up 50%, earnings up 350%, earnings up 225%. I bet you've never seen it on Jim Cramer's show. I don't know. I don't watch Jim Cramer's show. Maybe you do. I'll bet you haven't read about it anywhere else. I wonder how many people have written about this stock. Let me see if this is the first article ever written about United Microelectronics, probably. But we're covering it. We own it. We got quite a few comments on it. We'll have to read through those comments. Usually they're nasty. They're very unusual to get friendly comments on Seeking Alpha, especially when you say go all in March like I did. I took it on the chin. I got beat up. I still got the bruises from it. But that's okay. I forge ahead with what I think is the right thing to do, despite what the crowd thinks. UMC breaking out big time today. Now, where is it ranked in the Best Stocks Now app right now? That's a phenomenal move in that stock today, by the way. I don't think we did it. I think they had an update. This stock was ranked number 10 1 week ago out of 5,477. It was ranked number 13 on Thursday. On Friday, it was ranked number 62. And today, it's one of the biggest winners in the market, up 11.5%. We'll make UMC our featured stock of the day and also disclose that it is a position that we own in our ultra growth portfolio. If you didn't get last week's newsletter, let me tell you, it was a barn burner. We talked about the impact of gridlock or non-gridlock. We highlighted all the stocks that were in the news yesterday, some of note. We updated all the technical analysis of all the major asset classes out there. We listed the top indexes, the top sectors in the market, and the ones to stay out of. We updated our macro call on the market. And we updated all of our portfolios. You just check and see how they're doing. Compare them with what you're doing now, where you're at now. Maybe it's time to call a Gunderson Capital Management advisor. Have a chit-chat with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And if you'd just like to dip your toe into the water first to check this whole story out, you go to the newsletter. We publish it every week. How much more transparent could you be? Our newsletter was published, went out Saturday. Get it. 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. All right, a wild day in the market. It's a wild ride. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.